This chazar was echnish b'ach chesu shvang ruam yehudim mesech the soyde daf gimel. Zakmar b'risa Meir says we see from the pasuk that a person does an aveira in private, like this woman, and Hashem makes it a public matter. He makes the husband warn her, and it becomes public. Rish Lakish asks the pasuk to teach that a person only does an aveira if a ruach shtus enters him. Zakmar b'ita the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel to the b'risa that says the reason a single witness is believed to say that a soyde was mezana is because of the circumstantial evidence, the fact that she was warned and secluded with this man, and only then was seen to be mezana by the witness. Zakmar papa asked Abaye in the order of the pesukim that kinu requirement comes after the stira and the tumah, which is the nus, not before. Abaye said, the pasuk says v'ovar, meaning that the warning already happened previously before the stira. I would find other pasukim where the word v'ovar does not mean previously, but I said it depends on the context of the pasuk. With regard to saita, there would be no reason to warn her after she already did the stira and the tumah. Therefore, it must mean that the warning happened previously. Zakmar vayta yeshiva Rishmol to the brisa that a husband only warns his wife if a ruach from heaven enters him, as the pasuk says ruach kino. What's meant by a ruach? The rabbanan say it means a ruach of tumah, and Rashi says it means a ruach of tahara. It's logical to say Zakmar that it refers to a ruach of tahara because a brisa brings machleik, because Rabbi Shmuel says that a person may warn his wife, but there's no obligation to do so. Rabbi Kiva says that a person must warn his wife. Now, if a warning is in response to a ruach tumah, would we say that the person must or even may follow it? Absolutely not. So it must be that a warning comes from ruach of tahara. Zakhmar Ravaita, we just mentioned the brisa, which brings machloek to this, where Rabbi Shmuel says that a person may warn his wife, no obligation to do so. Rabbi Kiva says a person must warn his wife if something like that happens. The brisa continues. The pasuk regarding a kohen becoming tamei to his immediate family says lo yitama. Rabbi Shmuel says he may become tamei to the family. Rabbi Akiva says he must become tamei. The pasuk regarding a non-Jewish slave says lo ilam bahem ta'avoidu. Rabbi Shmuel says a master must work his slave forever, Zevi Kanani forever, and Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Shmuel says a master may work his slave forever, and Rabbi Akiva says he must work his slave forever. Rapapa asked Abaya, or Mashashi asked Rav, another version, shall we say that this machlekes applies to every mitzvah asay that there is in the Torah? He answered, it's only in regard to these three cases based on how to dash in the psukim. Mara says, with regard to the Saita warning, Rabbi Shmuel says that since there is an isser to hate another yid, we would think that a husband is forbidden to have such feelings towards to warn his wife. The pasuk therefore teaches he may do so and need not be concerned with this iser. Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk mentions kinoy a second time, which makes it obligatory. Rabbi Shmuel says that the second time of kinoy is mentioned only because there's a second mention of nitma'a, which once for when she becomes tamei and once for when she did not become tamei, not for the purposes of his own drasha. With regard to the kohen becoming tamei, Rabbi Shmuel holds that since there's a law for the kohen to become tamei to mason, we need a pasuk of lo yitama to teach that it's permitted over here. Rabbi Kiva says we learn it's permitted from the pasuk of ki im l'sheirai. Therefore, the pasuk of lo yitama must teach that it's obligatory. Rabbi Shmuel says that the drush of lo yitama is needed to teach that the kohen may become tamei to his relative who has died, but may not become tamei to the limb of a relative that has been severed, meaning while he's still alive, and because it goes off to his mace, to that a kohen may not become tamei. Rabbi Kiva says that this can be learned from the word lo. The word yitama is extra and teaches that it's obligatory. Rabbi Shmuel says the word yitama is not needed, and it's not to be darshan. It's only stated along with the word law, which is needed for the drush, like he explained. With regard to the working of the non-Jewish slaves, Rabbi Shmuel says the pasuk of lo'olam hem ta'avaydu is needed to teach that although there's a mitzvah to kill out the seven nations of Canaan, if a male of a different nation had a son with a woman of the seven nations, this son may be purchased as a slave and need not be killed. Therefore, the pasuk is only allowing for this, not teaching an obligation. Rabbi Kiva says this can be learned from the pasuk of mehem tiknu. Therefore, the pasuk of lo'olam hem ta'avaydu teaches an obligation that they are to work for you forever. Rabbi Shmuel says the pasuk of Bohem is needed to teach that a Jewish slave is not to be treated in this way. Rabbi Akiva says this can be learned from the end of the pasuk, which specifically mentions Jewish slaves and says that they may not be put through hard work. Rabbi Shmuel says this can be learned from there as well, and the word Bohem is written only for stylistic purposes. Zakmar Vayit Rav Chisna says Nus is to a house like a carrier worm is to a sesame seed, meaning it totally destroys it. Rav Chisna says it said that anger is to a house like a carrier worm is to sesame seed, meaning it totally destroys the house. Both of these statements were made regarding the woman of the house being involved in Znus or being angry. However, if the man engages in this conduct as bad, but will not totally destroy the house. Rav Chisna said originally before the Yidin did Averis of Znus, the Shechina would dwell with each and every Yid. After the Averis were done, the Shechina removed itself from their homes. Rav Shmuel bar Chmanin named Rav Yonason said, whoever does a single mitzvah in this world will have that mitzvah precede him and go before him in Olam Haba. And anyone who does a single Aver in this world will have the Aver cling to him and go before him in Olam Haba. But Lozo says the Aver is tied to him like a dog. Zakmar Vayit, the mission says, if not for the pasuk that says that a single witness is believed to say the woman was Mezana, we would say that a single single witness is not believed, because if two witnesses are needed for the stira, which does not make the wife asur to her husband permanently, then certainly two witnesses would be needed to say she was mezana, which would make her asur permanently. The pasuk of ve'edein ba therefore teaches that a single witness is believed. Now, we would make a kav v'chaymer and say that if nus only needs one witness, then surely the stira should only need one witness. To prevent this kav v'chaymer, the pasuk says ki matza ba ervas dovar. We learn a gzeir shava of dovar to the dovar written in regard to monetary matters, and this teaches that just as monetary matters always requires two witnesses, the same is for the stira. We said earlier that the halacha that two witnesses are needed for the stira is learned from the pasuk of ba, not the gzeir shava. Mar said that is actually what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means to say that the gzeir shava is needed for a regular case where there's no warning or stira of witnesses acting of witnesses who are testifying to an act of znus. Based on the gzeir shava, there must be two witnesses to that act, because one witness in a regular case would not be believed.